The Lord be with you.
And with your spirit.
A reading from the Holy Gospel according to Luke.
Glory to you, Lord.
Jesus addressed this parable to those who were convinced of their own righteousness and despised everyone else. Two people went up to the temple area to pray. One was a Pharisee and the other was a tax collector. The Pharisee took up his position and spoke this prayer to himself. O God, I thank you that I am not like the rest of humanity, greedy, dishonest, adulterous, or even like this tax collector. I fast twice a week, and I pay tithes on my whole income. But the tax collector stood off at a distance, and would not even raise his eyes to heaven, but beat his breast and prayed, O God, be merciful to me, a sinner. I tell you, the latter went home justified, not the former. For whoever exalts himself will be humbled, and the one who humbles himself will be exalted. The Gospel of the Lord.
Thanksgiving. We give thanks. We say thank you to God. And I was thinking about all the things that I'm thankful for, and I felt like I was like that Pharisee. Thank you, God, for not making me like anybody else. Thank you for all the gifts that I have. Thank you. Yay me. When we say thank you, oftentimes it is to acknowledge a kindness or a good that has been done to us or for us. To acknowledge that we have benefited in some way by the actions or the words of another. Yesterday, went out for coffee with Mary Blank. It's her real name. I hadn't seen Mary in years. Her son is a freshman at the University of Arizona. Mary was a few years behind me in high school. I felt really, really old. But this person had not changed in the 20, 25 years. She was always kind, gentle, always a woman of faith, always connected with God. She was one of those people that just being in her presence, being around her, you felt connected to God. You felt like you have experienced the divine one way or another. And it hit me. The thank you that I felt after that encounter was not a thank you in terms of Emily Post or Miss Manners, you know, being well-mannered and acknowledging a good thank you. But it went so much deeper than that. It was acknowledging the good, not just any good, but the good, God, recognizing God's presence in my life. I was very, very humbled trying to get ready for Thanksgiving Day and preaching and all of that. Just having experienced the divine. That is gift. And I think when we say thank you tonight, tomorrow, on the surface level, it's acknowledging a kindness or a goodness done to us. But also acknowledge the good. Recognize the divine, God's presence. See where he is. And be humbled. Because that is gift. And I don't think there's a greater word to say to another person, but thank you. Because of you, I know God. Because of you, I know love. Because of you, I know mercy and forgiveness. Because of you, I have touched the divine and experienced the eternal.